Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
It's time for the thread question of the week, which means I get to hang out with Tracy Mumford and Steph Curtis in the studio. Hi.
Hello.
You have a very timely thread question. Good for you.
So why did John Lewis's graphic novel March become a sudden bestseller this weekend?
It was selling well before this.
It was.
I want to say that.
It's a National Book Award winning graphic novel. It was doing
it's
well. But
beautiful. It's nicely done.
Yep. John Lewis, a congressman from Georgia and a prominent civil rights leader, has this graphic novel trilogy about his life called March. And John Lewis made some remarks about President-elect Trump last week that he didn't consider him a legitimate president and wouldn't be attending the inauguration.
Because some of the Russian hacking evidence and other
things. Yeah, that was his feeling on the subject. And President Trump responded via Twitter, as he likes to do, claiming that Lewis was all talk, 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 no action or results.
Talking about his district in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And saying that he should spend more time being concerned about his district, which was in poor shape, according to Trump on Twitter. Many people responded to this criticism by heading to the bookstore or heading to Amazon and purchasing John Lewis's trilogy about his work in the civil rights movement. He's a contemporary of Martin Luther King Jr., so very timely with the holiday yesterday. And the book has shot to number one on Amazon.
Right?
It is temporary out of stock, as is his it's not a graphic novel. He has another memoir that is also in the top five. So people are studying up on John Lewis and his works at the moment.
You know, I think we've talked about this off air, that it is interesting that he chose the graphic novel format for this. What have you read about that, if anything?
It is interesting. So there's actually a comic book from 1958 about Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
Which he said that it was one of the inspirations for this project. But yeah, graphic novels, I mean, they are more gaining in acceptance now, obviously, but this was the first one to win a National Book Award. The final book in the trilogy just won the award in November. So it is interesting, and I think it makes it more accessible to a younger age as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of adults are buying this, but the graphic novel medium is probably spreading Lewis's story to a younger set as well.
If you're trying to buy it right now on Amazon, you can't. But hopefully your local bookstore has it.
I heard from a lot of bookstores that were sold out too, but
hopefully
they're getting it they'll get it again soon.
Okay. It's a good problem to have, I think, for the booksellers and for Congressman Lewis, to get the book into more hands. We should say that the National Book Award nominees are coming out today, right?
The National Book Critics Circle Award.
I'm sorry, I should say that.
Yeah.
Book Critics Circle.
Yep,
yes,
they're
thank
out
you.
Today, and there's lots of Minnesotans on the list. Louise Erdrich, Cal Kalia Gang.
Well, yes.
Yes. And
to both.
Many people that you've talked to on the show.
Good.
Hisham Mattar. So that whole list will be up on the thread.
I see Evicted. Steph, that's your favorite nonfiction
book. That's my
book
favorite
of the
nonfiction
year,
of last year.
I'm ridiculously lacking. I haven't even read that book. So
it is so good. I hope it wins. And Grey Wolf, our local press, also has a nominee in there for Blackacre, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the poetry collection.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We love it when the local presses get onto the awards list, don't we?